Well, it's going to be outstanding. We've got college football being played at ANZ Stadium, and it'll be on Saturday night. Now, it's the most remarkable competition over there. There are so many involved in it. It's a billion-dollar business, but the players are amateurs, so they don't get paid to play. Obviously, it's a breeding ground for the pro players, even though a minor percentage only get through to become a pro player.
Tough.
And there's education if they can get that contract. But we've got Nick Rolovich, who's the coach of the Hawaiian team, on board right with us this morning. G'day, Nick, and welcome to Australia.
Good morning.
We're looking forward to it, mate, and I think there's been strong interest. There's thousands coming to watch.
Yeah, sounds like it. And it's been great everywhere we've gone. Really warm welcome, and we're excited to be here. We've had some great players from Australia play at University of Hawaii, and we hope to continue that. So this is a two-pronged mission: play a game and also show off what the University of Hawaii has to offer.
Nick, firstly, tell us how this has come about. How come you guys are actually playing here at ANZ Stadium 12 midday on Saturday?
I'm not sure. I got the job. They said, you want to go to Australia, play a game? I said yes, and now here I am a few months later. So I wasn't involved in the negotiations too much.
Yeah.
Nick, it is a unique competition, given that the sport is so popular. You've got tens of thousands involved in it, and yet these players play for nothing. But you get massive crowds. You've got cheerleaders. It's the big game, really.
It is a big game. We got the band coming over. We're hoping to bring a college football environment to ANZ Stadium, and I think people are really going to enjoy it. Hope it's a good game.
Yep. Well, we're certainly hoping that as well. Nick, the preparation, this is actually not just an exhibition game, this is actually a scheduled, it's your first round of the competition?
Correct.
Which makes it all so much more important for you.
Oh, yeah. This isn't practice. This is the real deal. We only have 13 of them, so we got to make each one count. And so far, I think our players have done a nice job with, you know, this is a long trip, and, you know, the excitement of going to a foreign country and
yeah.
And playing a game, is they're all excited. So, but they've been fairly focused.
Nick, we've obviously been talking about American football quite a bit in the last 12 months because of Jarrod Hunt, rugby league player, went across. He got signed up at the 49ers, but unfortunately, he only stuck out a year. I mean, it's a tough game to make, isn't it? But
it's incredibly tough.
We thought he was going well. I mean, I thought that he'd be there for another year, definitely. But he's moved on.
Well, that's what happens. You wake up feeling good, and boom, you're done. Can't find another team to play for. It's so competitive. And the money, you know, professionally is so good that it's hard to stick around. A lot of short careers. You really got to be a special athlete in person to make it for a long time in the NFL.
Yeah, very much so. Nick, we chat with an American correspondent on a weekly basis, and he tells us college football is the second biggest sport in the United States of America. So it's the NFL first, and then the second most popular sport is actually college football, which seems amazing considering it's a college game.
right. It's just got, there's so many great traditions, and the people who attend the universities and colleges really become fans for life, and they're very proud of their alumni school, and I think that's part of it. And there's really a nice spirit about the game. They're playing, you know, not necessarily for free because they're getting free education, but there's no paycheck involved, and there's a lot of the love of the game that comes out when you watch the college football game.
And Nick, how many of these guys actually go on and become professional?
I think it's 1-2%.
Is that right? Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Nick, if that's the case, where do all the pro players come from?
That's where they come from. There's just
right.
There's 128 Division I football schools
right.
with 110 people on each school. Then you're looking at 32 NFL teams with 53 men on it. So the numbers get down
right.
real quick.
Right.
And that's just Division I. There's Division I AA, there's Division II, there's other divisions of college football. And the guys who make it in the NFL, they want to stay there because
yeah.
they like the paycheck. And it's pretty good. So it's hard to kick people out and make your way in. So you got to be pretty good to do it.
So what can people expect, mate? What's the standard like?
Well, I hope didn't know, the fans get to see a lot of passion out of our football team. You know, University of California is what we would call a Power Five conference team, so they get they probably have more resources than the University of Hawaii, but we don't care about that because it's 60 minutes of football, and if we play as hard as we can and play smart, play for each other, we can have a good performance on Saturday.
And Nick, got an Aussie involved, Max Hendry. Will he get much game time?
Well, we're still fighting that. Max has been wonderful. His family, we're so happy to have him. We're actually dealing with the NCAA on his eligibility. So he was able to make the trip. We just need to continue to get his high school transcripts and classes evaluated to a point where they feel good about allowing him to compete this year.
Okay, fair enough. And Nick, I don't know how much time you've had. Have you witnessed any of our football codes here? I mean, you've got one footy code. We've actually got four. So our talent is divided between four football codes. Have you been able to watch any rugby league or any rugby union or any AFL?
We went to rugby league last night. Saw the Sharks versus the Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
It was a good experience last night, right across the street. So, our boys really appreciate it. You know, the game of rugby is increasingly becoming more and more popular in the States. So, and a lot of guys play it, you know, in their time off. So it's pretty, especially the Polynesian culture. You know, those kids grow up playing that, so there's a lot of interest in it.
Nick, we welcome you to Australia, mate. You have a wonderful time, and I'm sure there's going to be thousands come out and watch on Saturday.
Well, I hope so, and I appreciate the welcome. You guys, I tell everybody, I haven't met an Australian I don't like.
Ah, there you go.
Down here.
Good on you, Nick. We thank you, mate.
I haven't had a Mai Tai in Hawaii I don't like either.
now we've got a trade. We can get that done.
You're a good man. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Good morning, you guys.
So that's Nick Rolovich. He is the coach of the University of Hawaii. They'll play midday on Saturday at ANZ Stadium. If you are interested, get along. It isn't an exhibition. This is part of the competition. So they're playing for keeps. Hawaii, $8, and California, $1.08.
Big college, California.
Yeah.
Big budget, you would imagine, compared to Hawaii. 108 at tab.com.au.